You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the Armory with this week's rant. Gentlemen, we cannot say that the great humbling of American women in particular is not in full effect. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. You have to love social media and women consistently posting their L's. It is a glorious sight. Oh boy. Let's start with a video from Destro Reborn that he did earlier this week. The video of the model who ended up going homeless. Or in her case, mobile homeless, since she's living out of a car and has a dog. Gentlemen, I always ask this question on the topic of homeless women. How could a woman be so insufferable that her own family chooses not to extend a helping hand? Now, this woman in particular, during her diatribe, she actually answered that question, because she focused in on her uncle who asked her when she started this whole thing, this side hustle, are you going to make enough to pay the rent? And of course, her, in her feeble mind, believed that, you know what? My shit don't stink. I'm beautiful. I'm going to get that good contract. However, it looks like that good contract, that oh, so great modeling gig, didn't really pan out. Yeah, looks like life started lifing and Murphy showed up. For those of you who might not know who Murphy is, Murphy's Law. Anything that can happen will happen. So it looks like whatever contract she thought she was going to get didn't really fall through. She didn't save her money, so now she's homeless. The audacity of this woman. Now, not going to take anything from her. Yes, she's a very attractive woman. However, her attitude drops her several notches. Talking about how bad men are. You're homeless, yet you have the audacity to still talk shit about men. Yeah. Once again, gentlemen, life started lifing. Then you have even more women coming out talking about how lonely they are. Gentlemen, this right here is absolute gold. Why? Because you still have your hardcore holdouts still trying to push the male loneliness epidemic, which we all know was nothing more than propaganda to try to make lonely women feel better about themselves and their situation. No, you are consistently seeing more women talk about how lonely they are, how they want a man, how they want men to continue to approach them. And shout out to the younger men, because they're not having it. Yes, more and more men are saying, no, we're not going to approach you. We're not going to be your ego boost. We're not going to give you that validation. We're not going to give you that number one drug that you want the most. Attention. Yes, gentlemen, by taking away your attention, you have struck a major, major blow against these women's ego. They can't take it. That's why they're consistently crashing out. Oh, we want men to approach us. Oh, men, why don't you approach us anymore? And yes, more and more men have figured it out and said, nah, we're not going to be your ego boost. We're not going to end up on some TikTok video because we tried to approach you. No, that's not going to happen. So yes, ladies, once again, this is the environment that you have created. Ew, don't approach us. Okay. What these women really meant to say was the bottom 95% of men should not approach us until Chad and Tyrone are done with us. See, you can be that backup guy. Ironic, isn't it? It appears that the dual mating strategy of women has finally come to an end. Think about it. They're still getting slayed by Tyrone and Chad. However, the backup guy, the friend zone guy, the guy that they have in case of emergency, the last resort guy, they're all gone. Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. But yeah, women are constantly talking about how they want a man, how they want to live the soft girl life now, which, come on, gentlemen, we all know what that means. They want a rich simp to come in and rescue them and pay for their life. No, that is nothing more than blatant parasitism. Remember, gents, you heard it from me first. Women are not survivors. They are, in fact, parasites. Nothing more, nothing less. And speaking of parasitism, I saw a video from Danica Marie that had me rolling. It would seem that now women are starting to get so desperate that they're willing to start trying to mate poach, or should I say man poach. Women are now going after each other's men. Ain't that some crazy shit? Now, in my humble opinion, why would a woman do that? Why? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's always been a thing. When a man has no woman, other women really don't want to deal with him. However, when they know that that man has another woman, oh, all of a sudden, you get random women trying to talk to him. Social proof, gentlemen. Social proof. Especially when it comes to married men wearing wedding rings. Yeah, you get a lot of women trying to mate poach. Why? Because, oh, he's married. Therefore, he's already spoken for. Let's see if I can mess that situation up, because that's the real game. That's the real reason why they want to mate poach. Not because they like the man, but because they want to see the other woman miserable because that man actually did cheat. It's a sick game, gentlemen. It is a truly sick game. But you got women out here online openly saying, yes, if it comes to it, I will try to mate poach. Damn shame. They say, oh, there's not enough men to go around. Yeah, bullshit. There is enough men to go around. However, once again, it's the man that they want that there are not enough to go around. But hey, more and more men have figured it out. If I'm not that guy, I'm not going to try to change myself to be that guy. I'm going to go live a quiet life, a peaceful life. And yeah, more and more men have chosen peace, and more women have lost their minds because of it. It is what it is. Once again, ladies, gonna remind you, you created this environment. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think of all these women consistently posting their L's on social media. And for all you women out there that are constantly talking about how lonely you are, oh, this is absolutely hilarious. Remember that one article that came out that said 45% of women were going to be single and childless by 2030? Yeah, I think we've far surpassed that. And we haven't even reached 2027 yet. Mm-hmm. So, for all you women out there that are constantly complaining about how lonely you are, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. All the social power that you thought you had when society was good, that has gone out. Feminism and the idea that your axe wound was going to continue to mesmerize men into submission, that's gone out right along with it, because men have woken up, men have abandoned the plantation, society is slowly crumbling, and more women are finally realizing the folly of their ways. But guess what? There won't be a change. Men are done. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am done.